Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. He talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying wait a minute.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me, Kevin O'Donnell. You are the co-founder of MotoBag. First off, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Second, MotoBag, in case you haven't seen this, you've got to see this. You're going to learn more about this as we talk about this on the show. What an insane and incredible invention. It is essentially a travel bag. It's a travel bag that you can actually put, you can bring with you, carry on the airplane, and you can also drive 5 miles an hour on it, driving all over the airport and have all of your belongings in it. When I first saw this, I thought it was just insane. So I will post a link to this on our Facebook page so people can check it out if you haven't. But how in the hell did you come up with this?
Actually, the idea came to me when I was on a trip to New York, where I had sponsored this little family from Chicago of breakdancers. So I bought them their tickets and I flew them out to New York to try out for a Paul Abdul show. And the kids did really well. They made it. And on the way back, I'm with Dad and the four older siblings, and I've got E-Fresh and Turbo riding on the carry-on bags as I'm pulling them, and with my backpack.
These are birth names, E-Fresh and Turbo?
Oh, no, absolutely not. That's definitely their show names. So so we get to the gate, and I was just like, we're putting motors in these, because I was like the Sherpa running them around the airport.
And you did.
Yeah. Yeah,
you actually did. So like, that's the thing, is like most people say things like that, like, I'm never doing this again, but then you don't do it again. This one, you actually put actual engine and battery and everything else into this bag. How the hell does this work?
So, you know, until recently, like, we wouldn't have been able to do it 7 years ago, but with the advances in battery technology, you know, the new motors, everything's gotten smaller, just like televisions or computers or whatnot. So with that, we were able to develop a bag that is still fully functional, where you have like 85% of what you would normally have for storage space in a bag. And then we were able to incorporate things like USB ports into it, and, you know, new lightweight materials. We're using magnesium and moving into carbon fiber now, and just we're 3D printing a lot of components when we're, you know.
And the thing that is most crazy, because I'm not a tiny guy, so like I look at you, like you say you're 220. It supports a 220-pound person and can go like 8 miles.
Yeah, yeah, I get 8 miles all day on it.
That is insane.
So we've actually tested it up. I've got a buddy who's 6'8", 420. And it looks hilarious because it looks like...
Well, yeah, it's like he's holding like on and sitting on a purse.
It looks like you or I sitting on a shoebox, yeah. Right? And then you just hear him go, he, and he turns it around, no problem.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even... How does a person get in... Like, how did you even understand the resources necessary to build something like this? Because I feel like a person like me could dump... I don't have the money, but if I did, I could dump millions of dollars trying to develop something like this. How did you even get started?
So I grew up as, you know, as a gearhead, and one of my college buddies and I, we both started out in industrial design. We had some classes together, and I came up with the idea, and the first buddy I thought of was my buddy Boyd. So Boyd had just won the Daytona 200, so he's a crew chief for MotoGP, and AMA motorbikes. Anyway, so he was the crew chief for Triumph, and they hadn't won in 47 years, and he had just won the Daytona 200. So he's at the pinnacle of his career. I give him a call. I'm like, Boyd, I got this idea, and I've just got some, like, you know, very primitive sketches, you know, just laid out. And he comes over, and we sit down in my office for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden he's just like, he got it. So at the pinnacle of his race career, I made him quit, retire, and start building luggage with me.
So, I mean, why not?
Over the last 3 years, we've probably done 40 iterations, and it handles amazingly. Well, you've ridden it. It's like a little slot car. It's like a little high performance sports car in a suitcase.
I just got back from San Francisco. What I would not have done. We get dropped off in like the worst last gate at O'Hare when we got home at like 10 o'clock at night on Saturday, and I was like, I have no interest in walking this entire way. I would have killed to have this little piece of machinery behind me to just like jet all over the place.
Yeah, it's great. Like, if you're coming, I've been traveling a lot more in the last couple of years because of the business, and I'm constantly doing the Blue Line. I pop off, and it doesn't, I don't care if I'm an international.
I was just going to say, like, people could make, you could make the argument like, oh, it's gimmicky or whatever, but then in reality, think about how many times you park in the whatever parking lot or take the Red Line or whatever you take to your airport. You're going to be walking at least 2 or 3 blocks. Forget about in the airport. So, I mean, it's meant for outdoors as well, right? So,
Primarily we built this for indoors because it's got a hybrid, kind of like a longboard wheel, yep, but narrower. We had a custom made for the moto bag. So you still get that, like, ka-dunk, ka-dunk when you cross the cracks in the sidewalks. So it really is. It's built for, you know, the indoor smoother surfaces.
Iteration 42 though.
It's coming.
It's gonna come with some sweet tires.
Yeah, we'll get you some off roaders.
Get some off road little mud flaps on it. The next question, when it comes to marketing something like this, I feel like, as I mentioned kind of in the first run through when we were chatting, that there is like a little gimmicky edge to it where like, you know, it's cool. I see a guy riding around and like, that's not going to be real. And then all of a sudden you see like a bunch of people actually riding, like, this is a real product. Like, this isn't a gimmick. I think this is like the future of people riding around the airport. Like, yeah. Why would you walk if you don't have to?
Yeah. Travel wise. I mean, it just makes a ton of sense. You know, it's not a matter of like being lazy or, you know, it's making you more efficient. You're point A, point B, get it done.
Yeah.
You know, how many times you see people like hovering around a pole, all charging their devices. So you've got USB ports on it. And there's other suitcases that do that. But you don't have a rideable feature.
I was going to say, none that you can drive off in. And then, you know, and to that point, when you talk about how to market something like this, it always helps to get a celebrity who likes it. How in the hell did you guys get Drake to ride this thing?
One of Drake's good buddies had called up, and they wanted to get it for his birthday. So they, you know, they bought him as a birthday present. And we put his OVO logo on it for him. And then a couple days after his party, I guess, his guy called up and said, you know, one, he loved him, and they broke him out at the restaurant the night of his party, and they were ripping around the restaurant on him. But 2 days later, he was heading out of LAX to Australia, and they threw up an Instagram for us, which was really cool.
That's awesome.
One of the things that was just amazing is a year ago, September, Jimmy Kimmel invited us on the show, or invited Motobag on the show, I should say, and his guest was Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
And she is such a sweetheart. I mean, she's beautiful, kind, awesome. I mean, can't say enough about her. And she raced Jimmy down Hollywood Boulevard and through like a mock TSA right down the Walk of Stars. And then later she contacted us and she ordered 170 as gifts for her crew for the 10th
Holy
season wrap,
cow.
which was amazing.
How much does one of these cost? Like, not if I buy 107 of them, but like, how much is...
The retail is $14.95, which doesn't kick in until like next week. We're just going to be going into our normal online retail platform. Otherwise, we've been an Indiegogo startup. We're officially doing our launch at CES in January this year. But right now they're $12.95 on a link from motobag.com.
Do you price this out as like I mean, obviously it's not luxury, but it's like it's... The average person's not going to spend on this, maybe, or they don't really have the money to spend on this. But like, do you see the price coming down at some point? Are there being different versions of it where it's more of a, like, I don't even know if you can reduce the technology you've put into, like, or even would you want to make it more of a less high end product?
Yeah, our whole approach to it was one, you know, the quality, safety, you know, the performance of it. So the materials that we're using, even as we're making changes now, we're moving from stainless steel to carbon fiber on certain components.
Yeah,
we're
so
moving
price from is going up, not
aluminum
down.
To magnesium, but we're doing cast, which actually it comes down, titanium axles. Like, so I don't see it dropping right away, but everything will come down with scale. And it's a luxury item, but it's also, for some people, we found that it's also kind of a, it's a bit of a life changer. So we've got a couple of people that have contacted us. And, you know, from MS, we have a woman with a malabsorption disease where she has to carry special 3 2-liter packages of nutrients with a pump and a separate backup pump because she needs to be on it for 20 hours a day. And then she also has an ostomy bag. So for her, it's been wheelchair, travel all the time. We built her special bag that carries all her medical supplies behind the moto bag.
Yeah.
So now she, you know, she goes, I called for assistance. This is on her first trip, which happened to be from Atlanta to Chicago. She's like, well, I called for assistance. And, you know, the woman met me there and she showed her, you know, all the paperwork on the battery and the moto bag and whatnot. They put her through TSA screening and she's like, that was it. She's like, it's travel palooza for me. She's like, no more wheelchair access. She drove right to the gate. Got on with her supplies. You know, just it's a whole new way for her to travel.
It's no
longer daunting.
Yeah, so I guess this passes right through security, no problems, right?
It's FAA, TSA, IATA, and UN compliance. So we've gone through all the battery testing. The NanoSafe battery that we use is just it's amazing technology. I literally could take, you know, any one of the phone or your laptop batteries and like put it up against our battery. Like we could puncture both of them and whatnot. Like our battery would just like give a little puff, whereas other lithium batteries actually, you know,
start on fire.
Into fireballs. Yeah. Yeah.
They burn up. Do you mind if I don't have to answer this, I guess, but I have to ask, how much money did it cost to get to this point? Like, how much have you guys sunk into developing something like this?
It's like my friends joke with me. I used to drive a Ferrari, and now I drive a suitcase.
That's hilarious. Oh my goodness, that's. Is that actually true? Did you used to?
Yeah, it was an investment. I bought it at an auction. I was going to flip it, but then I just liked it too much. But then I actually needed to put more money into moto bags.
I literally flipped a Ferrari for a very large backpack. That is awesome. What do you see as like kind of the next evolution to this stuff? Like how, for anyone else that is trying to build a product, not like this one, but just that is almost inconceivable. What would you tell them? Like how did go about this?
Some of the things that we didn't have when we started out are like the community organizations, the co-working spaces like MHub, which we joined, this year as soon as they came out. And the access to that equipment is amazing. Like we were doing a lot of it in our little 2,500 square foot
Thanks,
shop.
Bill. Thanks, Bill. Yeah,
thank you a lot, Bill. And where we were, actually we've got 3D printers and stuff, but nothing to quality of theirs. We don't have the access to the CNC machines.
Yep.
So you've got all these subcontractor shops. So if somebody is out there and they're looking to develop a product, something, a physical hardware, a piece of, three-dimensional product, any of those maker spaces like MHub or other ones in your city, I definitely recommend not only the community and the other people that you can get input from, but the access to the tools, the equipment, different suppliers. In retrospect, my co-founder Boyd and I, talked about we probably could have done it in half of the time.
Yeah.
With the access to that.
But it's also community. It's like one of those things that you're not just learning it out, like what you're trying to build, but you're also trying to learn like the resources and the supply systems and every other thing that, if you haven't come from that space, it's like.
Right. And the ability to have that many people around you that you can walk over and ask somebody a question and get a really knowledgeable answer.
Amazing. Where do people go to buy this or to just watch it and see more?
You know what? You can just go to modobag.com, modobag.com. And then there's a link to our Indiegogo where it's still $12.95 for like another week. And then we're going to launch on our platform and it'll be up to $14.95.
Very cool. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is incredible. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes. And of course, stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter @technori. Or you can follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.